I just told my next guest, remember, talk close to the mic. It's Krista Flores, our engineer. I think she knows that.
The one person
that.
Who doesn't need to be told that, yeah.
Old habit. How are you doing, Krista?
Good.
It's good to see you.
I know. It's weird to be back.
I know.
I had my little routine going.
I know. So Krista is often, you're always here on Saturdays.
I'm always here on Saturdays.
And then we work together on Your Money Matters a couple days during the week. And you're an expert engineer. And you told me a couple weeks ago that you have been summoned for jury duty.
Yeah.
How did you get a letter in the mail?
You get a letter in the mail that you're a standby. And I dodged it for 15 years. They had not bothered me for 15 years. I think they're sending out it to everybody because there's two other people here who have since gotten summons.
Iridian is one of them.
She'll be your next guest in a couple weeks.
Okay. So you get the summons and it says what? That you're a standby.
Call after 4:30 on this date and they'll let you know if you need to show up. Mm-hmm. So I called. They said show up. I called back again to make sure I heard it right. And I'm like, okay, well,
yeah, you
whatever.
Weren't looking forward to it because I talked to you beforehand.
No, well, who is?
I know. And this was downtown in Chicago.
This was downtown. So at first, I don't know why I thought I was going to the one on California, the criminal one. Once I saw that it was the Daily Center, I'm like, okay, well, that's not as bad. I can park here, walk over. It's nice out. It's like a 10-minute walk. So it's like, all right, well, what are the chances I'm going to get picked, you know?
And? There it is.
So, yeah.
So just to put a fine line on it, 26 in California is criminal cases.
It's criminal.
Daily Center is
civil
cases.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, and just reminding people listening, criminal obviously is the state versus so-and-so. That's where you get your robberies, your burglaries, your murders, really deep, dark cases. Sometimes not as bad there. It's still important to go to jury duty, even if it's there. But a civil case is between a plaintiff and a defendant in terms of some, and it's not, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt. You're essentially taking a case that is a dispute between a private business and a private citizen or two citizens. So I don't know how many details you want to get into about the case, but let's first start with getting picked. What was the voir dire, as they call it, like the questioning?
So at first they, you know, when you first go in, they give you a little sticker and you're on a panel. So I was the third panel to get called in. So then they bring you all down a couple floors or up a couple floors.
Are you talking with everyone while you're there too? Or are you just kind of...
No, have you seen that place? You got misfits everywhere. Okay. I mean, you don't want to talk to half those people.
I'm glad a little of Krista's coming out. So this is good.
So they bring us up to the 24th floor, which I now know like the back of my hand. Mm-hmm. They bring you into the big courtroom because right now there's like 50, 60 of you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, judge goes over, okay, I'm only going to take medical reasons or if there is something you're financially tied to, like a vacation, as to if you know you can't perform jury duty.
So immediately he's like, don't start giving me fake excuses.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And there was about 20 people that raised their hand and I'm like, oh yeah. And he wasn't having it. I mean, there was some that was legit. There was some where he was like, you know, how many people does he have to sit through trying to get out of jury duty? So he was like, all right, whatever.
Like if you're a caregiver or something.
And there was a couple of those. Yeah. And he, you know, completely understood. There was a girl there who, you know, she's the main caregiver for her mother who has cancer.
100%.
So the judge was awesome. That helped, having a really cool judge.
Yeah.
So then, you know, once they whittle that down, you get your hour lunch break. Then you come back, and that's when you go into another room. So now it's down to, like, I don't know, 25, 30 of you. Mm-hmm. And this is where the lawyers get to ask you questions. So first what they do is you have to fill out a questionnaire. Mm-hmm. So what he did was read it. So around... He goes to every single person there. Okay, so-and-so, and you have to write where you're employed by and what you do. So we ask you, well, what do you do there? And, you know, what's your highest level of school? So he goes around asking everybody. So everybody knows your whole history.
Wow.
And then the lawyers get up and they ask you questions. And then, you know, of course, with the kind of case it was, there was a lot of people who had conflicts where they couldn't be.
Right,
you know,
2 weeks.
Yeah, it was a nursing.
Did they give you a guideline of how long the case would be?
Yes. They originally said they planned this. So this was the 26th. They said more than likely, if everything goes to plan, it'll be August 8th.
Okay.
So I called Jim and let him know. And
our boss,
dead silence. Engineer. So I thought he passed out at first, but we just had a bad connection.
No surprise here. So then you go around the room and then the lawyers start asking you questions.
They start asking you questions,
Did you know at that point what the case was about or no?
Yeah. So they give you kind of a little bit. Basically, it was a... So the plaintiff's lawyer, he gets up and asks, has anybody heard of hypothyroidism? Mm-hmm. Well, I thought he said hyperthyroidism. So, you know, about five or six people. I raise my hand because I'm familiar with hyperthyroidism. He's like, yes. He's like, Miss... He said the wrong name. I said no. And the judge goes, Krista Flores. He goes, WGN Radio. I'm like, yes.
Really?
So, well, he had the questionnaire from everybody that has where I worked. And he goes, so you know about hyperthyroidism? I'm like, yes. He's like, how? I'm like, well, my cat had it. I'm like, it's very common in cats. And I get the deer in the head like, look. Everybody starts laughing. I'm like, I know that wasn't the response you wanted, but I'm being honest.
Right.
So then he quickly moved on to the next person.
Okay.
So they were asking everybody. And again, the lawyers would, you know, they would basically asking in a group questions. And then one of the defense, so this is when I knew I was, you know, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So one of the defense lawyers, and there was two sets of defense lawyers because mm-hmm. there was two things.
Defendants.
Two defendants. Mm-hmm. One gets up and he asks the guy in front of me. He's like, now, I couldn't hear much going on over here. So he asked the guy in front of me, who also ended up getting picked, a couple questions. And he goes, Miss Flores. He goes, WGN Radio, Blackhawks. You know,
oh my gosh.
Because they have to go around and tell everybody. The judge asked me, what do you do at WGN Radio? So I told him. So then I'm like, okay, he knows my name. So he'd asked me, he goes, I couldn't remember. Did you have a family member in a nursing home mm-hmm. that, you know, I said, no, I don't have any conflicts. He said, okay, good to know. And I'm like, I'm doomed.
So, I love how negative this sounds.
Yeah.
It ends up with a happy ending, yeah. I promise everybody. Okay, so how do they tell you you're picked?
So they sent us out. It's like, it'll be about 15 minutes. It ended up being an hour. Then they bring us back. Same courtroom. Everybody sits where they were told to. They say, all right, if your name gets called, you're picked. If not, then, you know, enjoy the rest of your day. So I think I was the fifth one in, and I think I visibly mouthed a word, but I didn't say it out loud.
Right. You're respectful. You understand.
Like, all right, well, and then once it sets in, it's like, all right, well, this is my life for the next 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, well, you know what? So I called Jim, my boss, right away. I let him know.
Because you can't go to work. I mean, it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a full-time job. I mean, you would get there, you know, I would get there about 9 a.m., they say be there by 9:15 because it starts at 9:30. So you get there around 9. And then the earliest we let out was the day where we came with the verdict. So we were gone by like 2:30. But other than that, we were leaving at 4:30.
They pay for your lunch?
Breakfast and lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
Was it good?
You know, it was a catering thing. So it's like, but it was actually good.
Okay.
You walk in, you sign in. You've got coffee. You've got orange juice, apple juice, water bottles.
Ooh.
And then they have donuts, Danish muffins, and they leave that out all day, and then you go fill out the menu what you want. So you get a choice of like 5 or 6 different sandwiches, and then you get chips, fruit, or salad if you want salad. So for a whole week, I didn't even have to pay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do they pay you on top of that?
$35, yeah.
For the day.
$35 for the day, yeah.
Wow. And a lot of places, and you don't have to say whether it happened here or not, but I know if you like work a full-time salary job and you get paid $35, your company pays you $35 less,
yes.
So that you don't make any more on top of
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Most places do that.
Right. Exactly.
Now, I got lucky. I didn't have to pay for parking because there is very limited parking, obviously, downtown. And I heard a couple of people complaining that they validate you, so you get kind of a break. But a lot of that $35 just goes
right
back
into
to
parking.
Parking.
Yeah. Especially all day. Okay. Tell you what. We're at the point where the trial starts. We're going to take a break and find out more about the trial with our own Krista Flores, who served on a jury over the past couple weeks. By the way, 312-981-7200, getting some good texts. Keep them coming. Have you served on a jury? What was your experience like? I think at the end of this, I'm trying to encourage people to, well, first of all, you have to go for your summons. It's big trouble if you don't. Second of all, to maybe embrace the idea of how important this is. Like, it's almost like an Ebenezer Scrooge story with Krista Flores and the jury. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that to you, Krista. But we'll take a break and we'll dive into this more after this on WGN. Lisa, stay on the line. I want to take your call. Lisa called in. She was on a murder trial, which is, terrible, but exciting. And so, Lisa, don't go anywhere. Krista, you aren't on a murder trial.
No, that's much more exciting. I want to hear her story.
Krista Flores Engineering here in WGN Radio was on a civil case at the Daly Center for 2 weeks, fed pretty good food for breakfast and lunch. Okay. We don't have to dive into all the details of the case, but just generally speaking, it was against a nursing home, right?
It was a malpractice case. So
okay.
It was against the nursing home and then the nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we have Peck Ritchie on all the time here on WGN Radio, so you're probably well-versed on that. But do the lawyers spend time trying to educate people on what happens in nursing homes, or is it just about the specific case? Like, I guess what I'm asking is if I didn't know anything, and maybe I really don't, how nursing homes work and operate, do lawyers give background on how that works and stuff?
A little, mm-hmm. yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't even know how to answer that. you know, they did. They mainly stuck to the facts
of this particular
case.
Yes,
but there was, I mean, this was going back to 2015.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, this was something that happened in 2015. So they were having a lot of people on Zoom, former, a lot of the people that they were, a lot of the witnesses don't even work there anymore. So they're pulling up old stuff, old charts, and asking them. So, yeah, you kind of do get to know a little bit of how it works, mm-hmm. you know. But a lot of it was mainly just sticking to the facts of the case.
What 312 wants to know, was it hard to pay attention all day?
Yes, there were times, you know, there's sometimes where it's just, you know how lawyers can be, just like they're asking questions and you're just like, what is the point of this? And, you know, there were some witnesses who were 3-4 hours sitting there.
Because it's nothing like it is on TV.
No. Now, you know, there were some lawyers that were really impressive. Watching them in action, I think that was my favorite part, which
really?
Is watching how it all goes. You know, there were some that were overly methodical, just going through every single thing. So, yeah, there was a lot of downtime where you're just like, all right, you know, mm-hmm. you're looking at your, try not to make it obvious that you're looking at your watch, but mm-hmm. yeah. But.
Did the judge ever have to, like, remind jurors of anything? Like, hey, I mean, are your phones in your pockets? Are they not allowed in the courtroom? How does that work?
Yeah, so your phones are allowed. It has to be turned off. So the funny one, the very first day when we were all in the big room, when mm-hmm. they're trying to whittle it down, they had that that thing over here where they were testing something. I forget what it was.
Here at WGN?
No, it was right outside here. I don't even remember what it was.
Oh, it was like a drill that they were doing in the river.
Drill.
Yes,
so everybody had the ringer off, but it overrode that.
Oh,
so
it was
the
like
courtroom,
an emergency alert.
Everybody's phone's going off, and the judge is like, what's going on? Are we getting bombed or something?
Right.
And he's like, they're like, no, it's an emergency. He's like, yeah, but the phone should be turned off. It's like, no, it's override. He didn't understand.
Ah.
So it's so funny. So everybody learned then, turn your phones off because he's not having
off.
It.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's, what, 8 days? How many days of actual testimony and all that?
So Wednesday was when they picked us. So Thursday, Friday. Granted, the plaintiffs were the one who had most of the witnesses.
Right.
I think they finally rested their case on Wednesday or Thursday. Then the defense had a couple days. And then Tuesday was closing arguments.
Okay. And then you went into, after closing arguments, did you start deliberations right away?
Yeah. So we went in. It was like right at our lunchtime. So the bailiff, she's like, well, 30 minutes, top of the hour. Why don't we start then? And we're like, oh, that's cool. So they said, you know, they say that we came to a verdict in an hour and a half. It was actually under an hour because 30 plus minutes of that we were eating, not even talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously you have what you're supposed to look at, and it's a preponderance of evidence or 50% or more in a civil case. It's not beyond a reasonable doubt. Maybe that would have changed the calculus, although it seems like not in your case.
Yeah.
Did you go around the circle and did you write down on a piece of paper what you voted for, or what did you say?
Yeah, so we picked our foreperson, mm-hmm. and she's like, all right, well, does anybody, and a couple people were like, oh, they didn't really want to say how, they didn't want to be the first person
right.
to. So they go to this other guy, and I was very strong on where I stood. So mm-hmm. they go to this other guy. He's like, I'm just not, you know, I thinking the defendant's right in this mm-hmm. one. And she goes, all right. She goes, anybody else? And I says, well, all, you know, I says, I'm fine with, I says, I personally think that, you know.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mm-hmm. I don't, is it guilty or not guilty in a civil one?
Or not liable, I
not
think.
Not liable.
Right.
I'm like, on both ones. I'm like, and then as soon as I spoke up, everybody else was like, yeah, we're kind of on the same one. So once you, that first person says it, then everybody. So then we spent, you know, the next like 30 minutes just talking about all the different things of, you know, well you know, I don't like that they did this. I don't like they did that. You know, just going back.
So you did your due diligence even
it, yeah.
after your first initial
yeah.
thought.
Yeah, and then we went all around the table. And everybody agreed.
Okay,
and
so you're done.
We're done. And the judge comes and talks to you afterwards, and he said that he spoke with the two alternates who were, you know, dismissed, which mm-hmm. I was afraid after all that I was going to be alternate. You sit for 2 weeks, and then they let you know, oh, by the way, you don't have a say.
Right.
And they said, the judge was like, just so you guys know, they were also, you know, in the same, you know, thing.
Okay,
the same thing
so it was 14 of you, essentially.
It was 14, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And then you get to go home, which is nice.
Yeah.
And
you get a certificate.
Oh,
you get
that's your, nice.
Yeah.
Two questions. Did the judge ever have to tell a juror to wake up?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you think your guess, based on your experience in voir dire, do you think a mother with two small children, 3 and 1 year old, would be expected to serve? Did any mothers of young kids get said you had to serve still?
Yeah, I think think if you laid out the case why you couldn't, like you're the only person there to care for them, I think, you know.
Yeah, not that you're the expert on this, Kristen.
Yeah, I'm not the expert on that, but I mean, I would have to assume they know that people have responsibilities right. That they can't always. So, yeah, I would.
Okay. So, overall, you got a certificate. You were not happy about having to go in. I don't think any one of us would. Yeah. It breaks up your routine. It's a lot.
Was it fun?
You did.
At the end of the day, I liked it. Matter of fact, I came back to work yesterday, so I would park here anyway. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to the courthouse. I actually got to go to work. I'm like, well, this stinks.
You like jury duty more?
I liked it. I like, well, no, I, you know, the hours. I'm not going to lie. I was getting home at like 5:30. I was in bed by 8, but you know.
Mm-hmm. You were tired. Yeah.
I mean, there was, you know, again, after 2 weeks, it's your routine. You just kind of get used to it. You're used to seeing the same people. And it did help. My fellow jurors were awesome. Like, everybody got along.
Great.
A few of us exchanged numbers.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, it was just a really cool group of people, which made the experience that much better.
Do you think I don't want to broaden out too much, but you're a civic-minded person. Do you think it made you feel proud to do it as an American and that's what you have to do?
Yeah. You know, believe it or not, yeah, actually, I do. Because I am that person 15 years ago who tried to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got shamed by the judge in front of everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, it's different circumstances.
That's next week's show.
Yeah, that's next week. Different circumstances 15 years ago.
Right.
You know, and at first, you know, once you get over the fact that, okay, well, this is my life for the next 2 weeks, it's really not that big of a deal. And it's actually pretty cool to see how it all works.
That's awesome.
And at the end of the day, you know, do I want to do it again? I wouldn't hate it if I got picked. You know, I'm glad it's over because, you know, for 2 weeks, you are committed. You're like, you cannot, you know, if I had an emergency, I'm like, oh gosh, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
So for 2 weeks, you are committed. And, you know, because, you know, it's a malpractice, a wrongful death, you want to make sure that you take it completely seriously.
So you had no problems getting up for like, hey, serious time. We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
I think most people rise to that occasion.
I think so, too.
I've heard from a lot of jurors that they end up bonding with their juror. Like the show, I don't know if you watched the show Jury Duty. Have you watched it yet? I did. Okay.
Afterwards.
Uh-huh.
I remember you telling me how funny it was.
And?
Hated it. Hated it. I thought, how could you sit there and not know that this is?
Okay.
They were so ridiculous. In some of this, the guy with the crutches for a chair? Come on.
I thought you'd love it, Krista.
No.
Actually, I don't know what I thought. All right, Krista, I really appreciate you sharing your experience.
Okay.
And to anyone out there that is concerned about it, obviously, if you have circumstances, you have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, that's different.
Yeah, that's completely understandable.
But like, go in with an open mind. It's not the end of the world.
Not the end of the world. And it's, again, it's interesting. And especially with court shows being so popular, you mm-hmm. think that more people would want to do it.
Right.
So, you know, we'll find out from Iridia in a couple weeks because I'm sure she'll have her story.
Iridia's summoned next month. So we'll have to have her jump on. Kristen, thank you for your time.
All right.
And all your hard work here.
Yes, yes.
The unsung heroes of WGN, number many. And Krista is one of them who is always there for me, for all the rest of us, when anything goes wrong.